with an OTI when you pass us by, we just have to cry. Hey, you, you, who? When we see your smile and the sweet profile, we dream all the while of you. Hey, you! Till we meet again at the Place Madeleine on the Rue de Lorraine. We two. And if you care for me and be my sweet chérie, yoo-hoo, I'd go for you.
Hey, you!
With an empty high when you pass us by, we just have to cry.
Hey, you!
You-hoo! When we see your smile and the sweet profile, we dream all the while of you.
Hey, you!
Till we meet again at the Place Madeleine on the Rue de Lorraine, we two. And if you care for me and be my sweet chérie, how I'd go for you.
Dandy Bert, you sing plenty fine. Maybe someday pretty soon you get tired being wife to little guy like Ulysses and you marry me, yes?
No. Not much fun being married to a man twice as old as yourself. Oh, et puis, regardez-moi donc cette petite boule-là, alors, oh là là, là 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 là.
Oh, that will fix you, Cajun Joe. Maybe now you keep your mouth shut.
Hey, your wife, she's not changed mind yet. But pretty soon I'll be rich man.
For a small guy, I make plenty more money than you.
Yeah, Tante Bert, she's making the money with her singing. You good only for a wash a dish.
See, you get to be a rich man at working as foreman in swamp clearing?
Yeah, when the job is finished in the swamp clearing, I take my money and get me a good pair of fishing ground in Bayou Barataria.
The work in the swamp just finished now.
What for you say that?
Because nobody is so crazy to work, and you know why.
No, Achilles, you tell me why.
On the night when the moon is so high in heaven, the mummy and his princess, they walk.
Crazy, foolish.
And what? Where he is, huh?
Maybe the mummy got him.
The Lugaroo, they don't want no more digging in the swamp. I go back pick moss, but I no work in the swamp, never.
Me neither.
I don't go to the place.
I get his right.
This place, she's a haunt.
Oh, wait, stop. You listen to me, I know better from all of you. I've been pearl fishing this place for over 30 years. Long ago, there was a mummy, like you say, and he take a girl in the swamp. But it was 25 years past.
Can't you people get it through your heads that the government is draining that swamp for your benefit? For the sanitation and health of your families? You know what I mean, Hill. It's up to you to get those men back to work.
Mr. Walsh, we're the ones that have to understand. These men are convinced that the swamps have got a curse on them.
Don't give me any of that childish business, Hill. You're the foreman around here. Get those men back to work.
Ask him where Antoine is.
Oui. You think it's childish business. Everybody knows the place she is haunted. Antoine, he disappeared last night.
Maybe he went to Tante Bertie's cafe and got drunk.
No, no. He no go to Tante Bert. He stay on the job. Everybody know that work on the swamp. He catch hard luck on his family and children's children. Too many people. They go in the swamp. They never come out.
That's nonsense, and all of you know it.
When you consider, Mr. Walsh, the swamp hasn't changed for hundreds of years, it's...
Then it's a good thing we've started doing something to remedy matters. Now, I don't care how you go about it, but get those men back on the job right away. That's all.
I'm looking for a Mr. Walsh.
That's me.
My name is Halsey, Dr. James Halsey, from the Scripps Museum.
All right.
This is my colleague and associate, Dr. Ilzor Zandab.
How do you do? The Scripps Museum, eh? Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I have a letter of introduction that will explain.
Come in the office. I don't get this at all. Besides, I happen to be rather busy.
I merely wanted to present our credentials and ask your cooperation.
Cooperation? What for?
Well, you're head of the engineering project here. We've been sent to recover the mummies of Karis and the Princess Ananka, believed to be buried in these swamps.
Look, mister, I've got trouble enough with these people and their superstitions. What's more, I'm not going to be annoyed by a lot of college professors getting in my way.
digging for mummies.
Have I promised not to get in your way, Mr. Walsh?
I'd advise you not to.
Dr. Halsey, has not permission been secured by the Scripps Museum to excavate and explore these forms?
Museum or no museum, this work cannot be delayed.
Mr. Walsh, you won't be delayed in the slightest. In fact, we probably won't start until after your work is done.
And the swamp sections are drained.
In that case, Dr. Halsey's expedition won't be in our way at all.
Now, you stay out of this.
Just because you're upset is no reason to be unfriendly to them.
Look, I've had enough argument for one day. You be sure and check on those requisitions for more cable and another derrick. Good day, gentlemen. I'll just be a few minutes, Betty.
Thanks for helping us out, but you shouldn't talk back to your boss like that. You're liable to get fired.
You mustn't mind Uncle Pat.
Or your uncle?
He isn't nearly as unpleasant as he appears to be.
Say, what makes you so sure that these mummies are buried in this swamp?
Because many years ago, the mummy carried off a girl. Pursued by the townspeople and a sheriff's posse, he made for the swamps right in this locale. And that, Mr. Walsh, is a matter of record. The newspaper files of the Bayou Times carried long descriptive accounts of the event.
You expect me to believe a story as fantastic as that?
Well, as a matter of fact, the Egyptians themselves doubt the legend of Karis. But nevertheless, a small group in Egypt did harbor the mummy through the centuries. And he's been traced right here to this country.
In the dicta of the fathers it is written, truth will flourish in fantasy, only to wither and die in what you are pleased to call reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and speaking of reality, Elzor, I think it's time we started getting organized.
Walsh! Mr. Walsh! Something terrible done happened.
Well, what is it now, Greg?
Antoine, they just find him dead.
What?
At the edge of the pit on the other side of the swamp.
These unnecessary accidents.
Oh, no, sir, he was killed.
What do you mean?
Killed.
And the workmen, they're getting mighty scared, sir. They're gonna quit.
Find Cajun Joe. He knows how to handle these people.
Yes,
probably
sir.
Probably at Tantaberti's Cafe. Bring him here as quick as you can.
Yes, sir.
Get Dr. Cooper.
Master Joe! Master Walsh looking for you.
What are you wanting me for?
Find a lizard on the grave. Tain't no charm your life would save.
Hey, what are you talking about, Gooby?
They just find Antoine in the big pit with a knife in his back.
Huh.
I don't know how it could have happened with all these men working around here. How long has he been dead, Dr. Cooper?
Oh, I can't say definitely, but I would judge at least 24 hours.
Well, he must have been murdered yesterday and the body left here.
The devil's on the loose. Maybe so we all be killed.
Mr. Walsh, will you come here a minute? What does that look like?
Looks like a hole in the ground.
Oh, no. Come down here and take a better look.
Hey, looks like the imprint of a man's body. A big man, too.
Not an ordinary man's body, Mr. Walsh. Unless I'm mistaken, a mummy was buried here until the bulldozer uncovered it. Oh, Wilsor, I want you to see this. What do you think that is?
Might be part of a wrapping from a mummy. But it will take a full microscopic test to make certain.
The devil's on the loose and he's dancing with the mummy.
See what I told you, Joe? The Lugaru is plenty mad. Only crazy people dig in the swamp.
He's right. The swamp is haunted by the mummy.
How many times I told you, the mummy, he's gonna scare nobody.
It's all stuff and nonsense.
If this cloth wrapping proves authentic, whoever found the mummy must have murdered Antoine.
The whole story's fantastic.
Perhaps not as fantastic as it seems, Mr. Walsh.
Joe, go into town and notify the authorities of Antoine's murder.
Is you, Agab?
Yes, master.
The hours of the night are few.
Lead the way quickly.
Look, Master. The path leads right up the hill from the very swamp edge.
But the mummy cases, where are they?
Safely hidden in the monastery.
You couldn't have carried them up alone.
No, I've had help.
You've been told to work secretly.
Those who have will not talk.
I trust you silenced them less noticeably than you did Antoine?
With Antoine, I had to act quickly, Master. This time their bones will long be turned to powder before our secret is discovered.
Come. The hours do not linger. It is good.
Yes, Master.
My robe. But where is Caris?
Over there, Master.
You shall rise again to find your Princess Ananka. That is our vow to you. Caris will soon be ready to return to life and movement.
Yes, Master.
Now, where is the copperbox and the sacred brazier?
They are here.
There you will find leaves of the ancient Tana tree.
Yes, Master.
Give three to me. Three leaves to keep his heart beating. Once each night, during the cycle of the full moon, we will dissolve three Tana leaves and give the fluid to Caris.
Yes, Master. Once each night, during the cycle of the full moon.
And nine leaves each night to give life and movement.
Nine leaves each night to give him life and movement.
And now, by this medallion of the late priests of Arkham, you will swear to the ancient gods of Egypt that you will not betray your trust.
I swear by the mighty power of Amun-Ra, whose anger can shatter the world, that I will not betray my trust.
Now that you have sworn, the time has come when you must learn the purpose of our mission. You will look back with me across the years that pass like vapor before thine eyes. Over 3,000 years ago, the Princess Ananka died. She was buried with all the ceremony due her exalted station. Ananka's father, King Amenophis, bade her a last farewell. And thus, the Princess Ananka was placed in her tomb. Caris, a prince of the royal house who loved Ananka, looked on in grief. His devotion was so great that he refused to believe she was lost to him forever. Caris broke into the altar room to steal the secret of eternal life from its hiding place at the feet of Isis, the goddess. With that, he knew he could bring Ananka back to life. Daring the anger of the ancient gods, he stole the forbidden Tana leaves. Returning to the tomb of his beloved, to restore her once again to mortal state. Karis was discovered by guards who seized him. For it had been decreed that whoever defiled the temples of the gods should meet a cruel and violent death, and never should his soul find rest unto eternity. Such was the curse of Amun-Ra, king of all the gods, upon Karis. And for the sin he had committed, he was condemned to be buried alive. But first, they cut out his tongue, so the ears of the gods would not be assailed by his unholy curses. Then all trace of sinful Karis' identity was destroyed, and he was buried alone on a remote hill, far beyond the valley of the seven jackals. With him was also buried a great quantity of the forbidden Tana leaves. As slaves covered the accursed burial spot, a signal from the high priest moved the warriors to action. The slaves were killed so that they could not tell what had taken place. Later, the priests removed Karis from his unholy grave and placed him in a cave on the other side of the mountain, together with a large quantity of the Tana leaves. It was ordained by the great god Amun-Ra that Karis should remain immortal and that his heart should beat throughout eternity. For his tomb guarded the passageway to the sacred resting place of Princess Ananka. And thus, none but the priests of Arkhan knew where Karis was buried. For over 3,000 years, Karis remained in his cave on the other side of the mountain, waiting to bring death to him who would desecrate Ananka's tomb. For Karis really never died.
Then why, Master, is he here in America?
An American archaeologist seeking the tomb of Princess Ananka, by accident, came upon and dared to desecrate the burial place of Karis. Karis desired to carry his Princess Ananka back with him, but non-believing infidels have driven them into these swamps.
That I have heard.
Two high priests of Amun-Ra came to America to bring new Ananka home to Egypt, to repose together in eternal and immortal peace. Both of those priests have met a violent death in the attempt. And now you, Raghab, shall help me to succeed where they have failed. We shall fulfill our sacred duty or die by violence.
Yes, Master.
Well,
what does this mean?
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I am Michael, self-ordained caretaker of this monastery.
You thought this place was abandoned.
This house of worship, though silent for many years, is not to be desecrated by such pagan customs. I'm afraid I shall have to ask you to take these sacrilegious things away.
You shall remain only for the night.
You cannot stay here another hour. In a room beneath the chapel, I found the bodies of freshly murdered men. Never has this happened before.
Hey!
ready, Gooby?
Yes, sir, Mr. Rogers. Another day gone. You going to town tonight?
No, not tonight.
Hello. I no see you before. What's your name? Where you come from? Sir, you wet. You better take my coat. I think something happened to you. Better come with me.
Karis. What is this Karis? Maybe that's your name? Come on, I bring you to Tante Bear. She fix you up, all right. Better not go the front door. We go the side way to Tante Bird. I go get Tante Beth.
What do you do here in my room, Joe? Who is she?
I find this poor girl in the swamps. She's a very sick.
What is she doing here? Hey, what is your name? Mais qu'est-ce qu'elle a, cette petite? Elle est malade. What's the matter with you? Don't stand there. Go get Monsieur le Docteur.
All right, you take good care from her.
Don't worry. Just get Monsieur le Docteur. Quick. Petite here. Go on there, I fix the bed and get you some clean clothes and you just rest for a while. That's it.
The hour has come, Karis. The moment for which you have waited so long. Raghab has seen your bride, Princess Ananka, taken away. Now you shall go to take her. You know your destination. Drink. Drink from the brew of the 9 Tana leaves. And any who would stand in your way, kill. Kill!
Perhaps a little better. What's the matter? You feel sick again?
Thank you.
wonder what's happened to her and what she's doing here.
Yes, look at the way she's dressed. What strange clothes to be wearing out in the swamp this hour of the night. She doesn't seem to be injured in any way. Let's take her back to camp and have Dr. Cooper take a look at her. Sitting back with her.
Excuse me.
What's the matter here? Where'd he go? What happened?
We have a good time singing. Ulysses come in here and Tante Beth, she on the bed.
This woman is dead. Death by strangulation.
I don't know why somebody wants to kill her. She's only singing and trying to make people happy.
It's a funny marks in the throat. Looks like mold.
Odd, isn't it?
Poor Tante Bert. She's a dead. And the girl, she's a gone.
What has happened to me? I woke up and everything is so strange. Who are you?
We're friends. We found you wandering around last night.
Wandering?
Dr. Halls and Miss Walsh brought you here.
Are you feeling better? I cannot remember who I am or what I'm doing here.
Do you remember Joe?
No.
Do you remember Todd Bird?
Todd Bird.
The Cajun woman.
Cajun woman.
You've evidently suffered a severe shock. Now you need to have no fear. Just lie down. Rest quietly and you'll be all right. I'll drop in to see how you are later.
Now, that poor girl is definitely a victim of amnesia. We must give her something to do. Something to keep her mentally alert. Keep her talking as much as possible.
Well, she could help me with my laboratory work. I could start it tomorrow.
That would be fine. Fine.
Hello. What are you trying to do? Develop a fine case of sunstroke?
Good morning, Dr. Halsey. I hope you do not mind my working out here. I had one of the men move the equipment. I love the sun.
Yes, but does it love you that much? Or will you be shining like a boiled crawfish in an hour or two?
I can never get too much sun, Dr. Halsey. I hope you will forgive me, but I've been reading your notes.
Oh, it's just a lot of technical data you probably wouldn't understand.
I do understand, Dr. Halsey. And you are right. These are mummy wrappings. But your notes are not complete.
Well, now, that's very interesting.
Here. See for yourself. Notice the coarse material and the number of strands per square inch. This fabric was woven during the dynasty of King Amenophis and worn by Kharis, prince of the royal house.
Have you studied archaeology?
Archaeology? No. No, at least I do not remember.
Well, then, how do you know about this cloth and about Kharis?
I do not know how. There's really no way to explain. Sometimes I feel as if it's all part of a strange dream.
Say, if you're right, this is terrific. You can be a great help to me. Hillsor, do you know this young lady?
No, sir.
Just a minute, Hillsor.
Kari.
Here, what are you saying?
I'm sorry. What happened to me?
You were calling Kari's.
Kari's? Was I?
Yes.
It is the will of Amon-Ra. This morning I tried to lead your princess Ananka to you. But it has been ordained that you must seek her out for yourself. Hasten then, while the moon is still high.
Present state of mind. Please sit down.
He's coming for me.
Who's coming for you?
Kari's.
Who's Kari's?
It's so hard to explain. It's as though I were two different people. Sometimes it seems as if I belong to a different world. I find myself in strange surroundings. With strange people. I cannot ever seem to find rest. And now Kari's.
You wait here. I'll get you something to quiet your nerves.
Oh, please do not go. Do not leave me, please.
Thank you.
suppose you've seen the morning paper about Dr. Cooper being killed and the disappearance of that strange girl?
I have.
Well, what have you got to say about it?
I regret it very deeply, but I can't see why you should challenge me. I didn't kill Dr. Cooper.
Ever since you started fooling around here, we've had nothing but trouble. First it was Antoine, then Tanta Burchett, the cafe woman.
I didn't kill them either. The same mold markings were found on Tom Burke's throat were found on Dr. Cooper's. Carries the mummy...
Oh, the mummy. Oh, yes, the mummy. See here, it's hard enough to try to get something done with a lot of superstitious fools, and by Jupiter, you're not going to drive the rest of them away with your mummy killings.
You're not helping matters any by ignoring them, Mr. Walsh. The mummy must be caught. You should be willing to help me.
Help you? I'll help you, all right. Just you listen to this. Betty, I want you to send a telegram to the main office right away. Tell them that I insist the permit granted to the Scripps Museum to excavate in these swamps be revoked at once.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Walsh.
Uncle Pat, you can't do that.
Can't I? Just you send a telegram. Go on, send it.
No, Uncle Pat, it's unfair, and I won't.
You won't?
No, I won't.
All right, I'll send it myself.
How about that girl? Maybe she tell us something if we find her.
You're right. There must be some connection there.
That's hard to believe.
But the mummy always shows up wherever she is. First at Todd Burke's, then at Dr. Cooper's.
Undoubtedly coincidence.
Just the same, I intend to try to find her and solve this puzzle.
Me too. I'll help find that poor girl. I know this swamp's like my finger.
Thanks, Joe. Get Roggett and some of the other workmen to go along. We'll cover every trail tonight.
Personally, I think the whole search is hopeless.
Well, I don't. Thanks for trying anyway.
We are only wasting our time, Dr. Halsey.
It doesn't look like we're having much success.
Always that girl walk like she's asleep. The swamp, she's a plenty bad for people like that. I go and hunt till I find her.
I don't think it'll do much good.
Well, let's separate and continue the search anyway.
Of the night and the darkness.
Of course you may. But where have you been? Dr. Halsey and the others have been looking for you. Why did you run away after Dr. Cooper was killed? Why are you so afraid?
I don't know. If only you would help me find myself. I remember being brought here to this tent. I was very happy. Then he came to take me away.
Who came to take you away?
High Priest of Arkham.
You're just upset from your experience tonight. You'll be all right after you've rested.
Thank you.
house.
Oh, Raghib, we must find Dr. Halsey. The mummy took the girl away.
The mummy? You mean you have really seen him?
Yes, and that strange girl you were looking for. She came to my tent, then the mummy came and took her away. You were searching the swamp with Dr. Halsey. You've got to help me find him.
He's not far from here, Miss Walsh. I will guide you.
Oh, thank you, Raghib.
And Gooby, where's Miss Walsh?
I don't know, Master Halsey. I didn't hear a funny noise a little while ago. And when I run out here, this tent was torn down. Miss Betty sure enough disappeared.
The mummy?
You think he'd take the boss's knees?
Looks that way, Gooby. I'm going to follow those tracks. You wake up Mr. Walsh and tell him.
What's the matter, Gooby?
The mummy's on the loose. He's dancing with the devil.
What are you talking about?
They done broke in Miss Betty's tent and carried her away.
What?
Yes, sir.
Wake up Achilles and some of the boys. I'll get dressed.
Yes, sir.
Where is it?
Right up there.
To the mighty Amun-Ra have been answered, Karis. The Princess Ananka shall be lifted from her mortal state and sealed in this case shall be returned with you to Egypt, there to be embraced by the sands of the past.
Where's Dr. Halsey, Raghib?
He is not here.
But you told me he was...
This monastery has been abandoned for nearly 100 years.
Raghib! The curse of Amun-Ra upon you, Raghib.
Dr. Zandal. Those robes. You're...
The High Priest of Arkham. Your tongue shall be torn from your mouth for the vows you have sworn to falsely.
Master, I am but flesh and blood.
You have betrayed your trust. The secret of Karis and his bride, Princess Ananka, cannot be preserved. Unless this girl dies.
No, Master.
The vultures will pick their flesh from your bones after Karis learns of your treachery.
I too know the secret of the Tana leaves. Without the blue, Karis is powerless.
Enough!
Jim!
Betty, what happened?
He brought me here. I was looking for you.
Master, I meant no harm.
No.
I'll get you back to camp. Ilzor. He's dead. What was he doing here?
The secret of the Tower leaves will die.
Been going on in here?
The wing collapsed. Buried Rageb and the mummy.
Dr. Halsey!
What is it, Gooby?
I don't know, boss, but it ain't human!
Now I understand why she knew so much about Karis and the ancient Egyptians.
What are you talking about?
This mummy is the girl we brought to the camp. She's the Princess Ananka.
Sure. And I'm her grandfather.
We'll put a crew of men to work digging Karis out of the rubble and send them both back to the Scripps Museum.
They ought to put you on display, too. Well, maybe you'll clear out of the swamps now and leave me alone so I can get a little work done.
Oh, I'll get out. But you haven't seen the last of me yet, Mr. Walsh.
There's a certain secretary.
You're welcome to her. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Thanks?
Well, as a secretary, you haven't been any use to me since the minute he walked in on us.